You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
We're continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
Hey, this is Bloodshot Bill, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, o'clock.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the nonprofit Human Connection Arts and its new Art Center. The center offers creative retreats and events to share, discover, and elevate on its 12-acre property in Earlton. Community members are invited to an open house on June 14th and 15th. Information at humanconnectionarts.org/center.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Amanda Lees of Freehold, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's her church. That's Maren Morris with My Church. And if you check that video out, you see that she ain't really talking about the church that we talking about today. But praise be to God. We know that the church is not a building. Amen. It's the building that is our body, our temple, right? The heart where lives, where Jesus lives, where God's word lives and the spirit of God lives. That's the church that the Lord is building. The place, amen, is a place where we can commune with God and we can fellowship with others and we can commune with nature and fellowship with nature and commune with the spirit. Amen. Sometimes it's in a building and sometimes it's in the park. Sometimes it's in the woods. Sometimes it's by a river. Hallelujah. And any place can be the church if that's the church we're talking about. How about that? Amen. I love the church. I got some church music today. I just been feeling churchy, you know, and I got some church music today. But beloved, do you know that since 2020 to 2023, the statistic that I've heard is that 50,000 churches have closed their doors? My God, amen. So, hallelujah. We got to hold on to the church. Praise be to God. But you know what? I guess it's God like saying, look, I don't want y'all to get hung up in these places that are built by man's hands, all right? We kind of lose, hallelujah, that we're supposed to be the church 24/7, the place that Jesus dwells, the place that God is building up. Amen. That's where we are. And if we take that with us, wherever we go, we can have church. How about that? This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I come on these Sunday mornings with music, with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. But before we go any further, happy Father's Day. Blessed Father's Day to all of you out there. I'm going to say a little bit more about that a little later on, but I want to wish you well and just pray the grace and the blessings of God be with you today. If you are remembering your father and it's a sadness in your heart, I pray that, you know, something you hear today will uplift you. Amen. Uplift you, because your Heavenly Father is thinking about you right now, and He knows, He sees, and He cares. Can I get a witness? Amen. So happy Father's Day. Yes, to the fathers, the dads, the stepdads, the Leica dads, the godfathers, the grandfathers, the papas, the pop-pops, the peepaws, the uncles, the spiritual fathers and mentors and coaches. Yes, happy Father's Day to you. I saw a gentleman and I wished him happy Father's Day. He said, he took a long pause. He said, well, I'm an uncle. I said, then that pertains to you. Because if you're a good uncle and you're loving on those young people and you are helping them to find the road, the right road, then happy Father's Day to you. And listen, if you're a father and you messed it up, but you still here in the land of the living, you can make that thing right. Praise the Lord, with the help of the Heavenly Father. Yes, you can. And if you can't do it with your child, do it with somebody else's child. Hallelujah, because you know what? We need one another. I tell you, I got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. But I also want to share from an excerpt from the words of Bishop Barber on yesterday. Pardon me. Bishop Barber was in Philadelphia and he was speaking for the No King's Day. He was speaking for the No King's Day. I want to play a little bit about what he said, because it's just worth hearing and it's worth repeating. And, you know, yesterday was a monumental day. I want to also say that grieving and praying for Lord have mercy, help us, Jesus. Seems that we have had some political assassinations. Where in 6 months, beloved, can you believe what's happened in America in less than 6 months? So we do want to remember in prayer those who are grieving. Certainly there are people who have lost loved ones, who haven't made the headlines, lost loved ones to sickness, lost loved ones to old age, lost loved ones to violence. And unfortunately, we have some of our lawmakers who were targeted, lost their lives to serve this country just to help make the country a better place. Oh, my God. So we are praying today for Senator John Hoffman and his wife who are fighting for their life. And we are praying also for Senator Melissa, State Senator Melissa Hartman and her husband who lost their lives. All right. We're praying for them. We're praying for them. And, you know, listen, we got to do something, beloved. And if it's praying, if it's loving on somebody, if it's serving, it's a time to be bold. It's a time to be courageous. There's intimidation and fear and hatred and all these things that would kind of paralyze people. But this is the time when we have to stand up and find courage from on high. God is with us. He is with the righteous. He's with the oppressed. And as we look through the histories of America, we see the times where we've been in some tough places and God has been right there for us. Amen. He always is there for us. So he's still for us. He's still with us. He hasn't forgotten us. He hasn't forsaken us. He won't forsake us. All right. So let us just hang on in there. This is Bishop Barber. He's the founder of Repairers of the Breach. He's been holding Moral Mondays in Washington to speak a truth to power and to help us to focus on the ones that Jesus focused on, women and widows and orphans and children and the least of these, the imprisoned, the sick. These are the people Jesus really spoke to and cared for and calls us to do the same in his name. So I just want to play a little bit of that, and then we're going to get into some music with the message. All right. So don't y'all go nowhere. Y'all stay right here. This is Bishop Barber on Yesterday.
Mean, cruel, premeditated violence has visited us again, and we have heard that lawmakers in Minnesota have been killed and shot. Killed by a deception, a person impersonating law enforcement, inflicting death. And in this moment, my brothers and sisters, let us repent as a nation of all this violence and death. Let us pray for the souls of those killed, the recovery of those who were hurt and harmed. Can we pray for the families of those who've been shaken, the communities once again that have been rocked? Let us pray for the law enforcement that are doing the right thing. Pray for the capture of the killers, the quick capture, and any behind this murderous deed. They claim they also had a manifesto of other names. Let us pray that the hearts of elected officials to find the heart to set aside the politics of violence and greed and corruption and hate and death, and that we can find a way to do like we're doing here today and be one humanity. My faith in times like these says to be still and know that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. My faith calls us to, and the faith of many others, to embrace love and to rebuke hate, to rebuke fear, to rebuke death. And so let us do that together in this place in Philadelphia. And let us also embrace what many faiths and people, even not of faith, but who believe in a moral arc of the universe, and that is the oneness of our humanity. And let us be determined even the more to be one people. And let us declare it. Would you grab a neighbor's hand or an arm or whatever part they'll let you hold for a moment? And would you say to them, I love your life. I hold your life dear. I will protect your life. I will embrace your life. I will hope the best for your life. I will stand up for your life. Because we are one humanity and we need each other to survive.
Amen and amen again. We are one humanity and we need each other to survive. All right, we need each other to survive, and that's the church that I'm talking about, the church that the Lord built up and is building every day. Jesus said, I build my church, hallelujah, on this rock, hallelujah, this foundation, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hey, hallelujah, that's amen. Hell can't hide behind them gates and plot and plan against us. We go back and take back what the enemy stole. How about that? Hallelujah. I wish I had that song in the queue today, but praise the Lord. We're going to do some more church. Hallelujah. To get it right. Amen. Get our minds right. Hallelujah. There's a song by Evie. She says the church, praise the Lord, is just simply named church. And then there's the church that I grew up in. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Old Church Choir, Zach Williams, Let the Church Sing, Pastor Torrin Wells, How Great is Our God, Have Your Way, Miss Fantasia, and then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side, because there is a bright side somewhere. So you hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got God on our side. Hallelujah. Church, beloved.
When the world gets heavy, starts to weigh me down. When I get a little lost in, I gotta go get through. Georgia, with a steeple still attached,
When all the cars drive by, they don't know what they just passed. No fancy sign, one service time, and the door's always unlocked. It's the first place that I saw the hand of God. You couldn't tell me there wasn't healing in those walls. You couldn't tell me the angels didn't walk those halls. On a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we didn't have much, but Jesus loved it. If you wanna know why I am the way I am, it's the church I grew up in. There's tear stains still in the carpet, communion in the bag, and none of us were perfect, but we all tried our best. The mother's prayer still in the air of the ones who walked away, and the only thing that kept us was God's grace. And you couldn't tell that there wasn't healing in those walls. You couldn't tell me the angels didn't want those halls. On a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we didn't have much, but Jesus loved it. If you wanna know why I am the way I am, it's the church I grew up in. It is. So I'll tell my kids they're still healing in these walls. Yeah. There's angels dancing down these halls. If it's a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, we don't need much, cause Jesus loves it. If you wanna know where my history begins, church I grew up in. God's church is still alive today. Oh, His power is still here. Oh, His power is still here. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can try. Church isn't alive today, but I know that it is. And I'll keep telling my kids that there is healing in these walls. There's angels dancing down these halls. It's a Wednesday night, a Sunday morning, you don't need much, cause Jesus loves it. If you want to know where our history began, if you want to know why we are the way we are, it's the church that we're all in.
We'll be right back. was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds the victory.
One song, Chainbreaker, from Zach Williams.
And now we've got his brand new song. Sing along. This is Old Church Choir.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it?
It's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, Ulster County, Rensselaer County, Albany County, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go there and find the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. WGXC Acre, product of Wave Farm. Listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears. And we have the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. Bringing back them vibes, being in that church sanctuary, being in that place. It could have been a community center. It could have been a hotel center, a hotel conference room. It could have been in your living room. It could be in your car. You in the radio. Amen. Making a church choir and singing that song with the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Well, that's what we do right here for you. We bring the music that will get you through. Music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Zach Williams with Old Church Choir.
Oh, you'll never need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul.
Steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
We love one truth. Our God, only one we need, holy is our Lord.
Hallelujah, let the church sing. No one like our God, only one we need, holy is our Lord. Hallelujah, let the church sing. Hey, hallelujah, 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 let the church sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
From cathedrals to forgotten towns, behind stained glass and underground, on fire we're charging, Pentecost till now, lighting up the darkness, and we won't burn now. Everybody
I'm
in life, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see.
Yes, God, you are a great God. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you do. You know him like that. Amen. Isn't he great? Lord, have mercy only one that can give you peace in the midst of a storm. Oh, the only God who go with you into the fiery furnace. Only God who can make a way where there seem to be no way. Hallelujah. A great God, a great God. Oh, my God. I'm so glad to know him this way. Aren't you glad to know him this way? Praise be to God. Yes, beloved. Listen, it's Father's Day, you know, and Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven." Beloved, I want to talk to you today about what the Father wants. I read a devotional yesterday in Our Daily Bread, and it was titled, "What the Father Wants." And you know, sometimes we don't think about that too much, right? We might think about what our earthly dad might want, but maybe not so much what our heavenly Father wants, right? Some of us grow into that. Some of us dip and dab in and out of that. And some of us are trying to live like that on any given day, at any given moment. God, what do you want in this? All right. So I want to talk about that for a few minutes on this Father's Day. I want to, you know, challenge us to just reflect on the heart of God and ask God, what do you desire, Lord? What do you want? What is driving your action? Hallelujah. And even some of the things that are happening and you allow to happen. What is your heart in it, God? What is your will for us as your children? What is your will for your church? What is your will for the fathers that are in the earth today, God? What do you want? What do you want? Beloved, I want to talk about a couple of points. One, why God gave his only begotten son. Why would a father give his son? Well, you know, we know that don't come by my house. I ain't giving up my son, okay? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, oh, beloved. Amen. He gave his son and his son gave his life. What more could he do to show you, me and you, how much he loves us? Yes, beloved, God the Father gave his son because of a deep, unrelenting love, a love that wanted to redeem us and bring us back into a right relationship with him, to restore our relationship. He did not give his son because he felt guilty or he was obligated. He gave his son because of his desire to have a relationship with us. I know when I was far off from God, wasn't thinking about God, didn't have my mind on God, but God was thinking about me. And I thank God for, through Jesus Christ, restoring a relationship where I can commune with God and commune with humanity and creation. Yes, beloved, you know what I'm talking about. Sin separated us, but God's love moved the Father to send his son Jesus, who condemned sin, not us. He came to save us. In the word of God, it says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what the Father wants. He wants us to know that there's reconciliation, that there is redemption. He wants his children to come home to him. Amen. The gift of the Father was the Son, and the Son was a down payment to free us from the law of sin and death, the power of Satan in the grave. Hallelujah. It was an act of his love. Number two, I want to talk about for a minute is why his son builds his church. In Matthew chapter 16, I told you, Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And beloved, you know, we have gates around our properties, businesses, etc., because we want to keep certain things out. You know, the devil don't want people to know about God and his great love and his power to heal, deliver, redeem, set free. Elevate, educate, transform, reform. Praise be to God. He wants that to be, be behind those gates. Amen. He wants to grab us and our loved ones and keep us in bondage, right? But, you know, when we come, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, in Luke chapter 16, it tells us, in Luke chapter 10, believe it, he tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail. He's given us authority and power over all the power of the enemy. If we don't know it, we won't know it. And if we don't know that we don't know it, then we won't use it. Hallelujah. How will they hear except someone tells them? How can they tell them except God sends them? Amen. Hallelujah. So he sent his son, and his son came, and he said he was going to build his church on the foundation of his blood and sacrifice, the wisdom and the grace of God in loving us so much, choosing us for his kingdom. And the church is here to advance the kingdom of God in the earth. Hallelujah. The church is not a man's idea. And when it starts to be a man's idea, we can mess it up real quick, right? Like, hallelujah, real quick. But hallelujah, it is a God idea. It's a God idea for creating the family of God in the earth. It's a God idea for giving us a mission in the earth. The Jesus came and gave to us that we would be going into the earth and we would form a community, a body that reflects God the Father and the glory of the Father, that we as the church of the living God would carry out his will. Hallelujah. Amen. Head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen. Conquerors, more than conquerors, overcomers, beloved. The church is the Father's house, and the Son is the bride and the Spirit's temple. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's us, beloved. He ain't coming back for brick and mortar. He's coming back for you and me. Yes, the Father wants people who are rooted and built up and unified, a body that shows the world what heaven looks like. Amen. What we're seeing so far, it ain't what heaven looks like. Praise be to God. Heaven don't send people to your house in disguise to kill you. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. You know, the Father wants our fathers right here, right now, beloved. He wants the fathers here to reflect the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8:14, it says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, children of God. And the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Yes, beloved, isn't it a beautiful thing when you come into that relationship with God where his spirit meets your spirit and the human spirit submits to the Holy Spirit, and then you get that assurance deep down in your soul. The songwriter wrote it and said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You get that assurance that you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved. Well, God wants the Heavenly Fathers to, wants the earthly fathers to know that and to have that and to reflect that and represent the heart of the Heavenly Father. And not perfectly, but purposefully. We can on purpose be intentional about reflecting God and the desire that God has for us, that we can live and walk in love and righteousness, that we could show patience and even serve sacrificially. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, we live in a time and a culture and a world of broken homes, but God wants fathers who will be anchors for their families and bring hope and grace and compassion and patience and will be willing to discipline and love and lead by example. Yes, the best gift a father can give his family is the presence of God, and a presence of God that they mirror. Hallelujah. In the way they're living. Ah, don't you want to know? Don't you want to grow? Yay, God. Hallelujah for the spiritual fathers. Hallelujah. Oh, fathers, you're important. You are important. We all need you. And you need the Holy Spirit of living God. The Holy Spirit will give you, according to Galatians chapter 5 and 22, you and me, men and women, the spirit of love and joy and peace and patience and faithfulness and love. Hallelujah. We can't represent God without the Spirit of God living in us. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to overcome anger, those who have anger issues, right? Fear, those who are afraid and timid. He helps us to overcome selfishness and pride. And the Spirit makes us capable of spiritual fatherhood and motherhood. And hallelujah, not just having children, but raising children in the knowledge and the love and the nurture of the Lord, beloved. Hallelujah. Yea, beloved, the Holy Spirit empowers fathers to forgive and to lead and to endure and to serve. And the Spirit enables us to reflect the heart of the Father, which art in heaven, with intentionality, with purposefulness, with authenticity and power. Hallelujah. Beloved, you can't be a godly father without God. Amen. You can't walk in the Spirit if you're walking in the flesh. Beloved, what does the Father want? Well, he wants us to have a relationship with him, one that he has made available to us through the sacrifice of his Son. He's the bridge over those troubled waters that separated us from God, our sin. He wants us to have community and to be a community of believers and build his church and show the world the love of the Father. He wants us to represent. He wants fathers to represent, mothers to little kids can represent, women, men, old, young. He wants to represent him, to mirror his image in the world. And that happens by the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah. So let's return to the Father. Let's reflect him well. Let's walk in the Spirit. And beloved, listen, when we fall down, we get back up again. Amen. Because the Lord won't leave us down there. Nah, he'll pick us up, dust us off, turn us around, and put our feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the church say amen. This is Pastor Kim thinking about what the Father wants. Hallelujah. The Father wants to build his church. I want him to build his church too. Praise be to God. So, yeah, that I think that sounds like a song, beloved. Hallelujah. We're going to do that for little bit, and then I'll come back with my final comments for today. Build your church, Lord. Build your church.
Nor the wisdom of man, all other ground is sinking sand. Upon this rock, you build your church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. When we bind and loose, we proclaim your truth. And in Jesus' name, we will not fail. Never.
Yes, beloved, God is building his church. He's building his church every day. Hallelujah, every day. And, you know, sometimes and oftentimes, but not all the time, it's a building on a corner, a building in the middle of a block. It might be, amen, as it was for me and also my grandmama, starting in a living room. Praise be to God. A place where you gather, a place where you hear the word of God. It transforms the way we think. It reframes our thinking. We retrain our brains with the word of God. Be ye transformed by the reading and the hearing of the word of God. It's a place where we can fellowship with like-minded believers and be in the place of prayer where we hear God's response and we hear the Holy Spirit telling us what to pray for and how to pray. And when we don't know what or how to pray, the Holy Spirit makes intercession, Lord. Where we learn that we have a high priest, Jesus the Christ, who makes intercession for us. We learn how to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we can go out and be witnesses. Yes, we can go out and be reflectors. We can let our light shine in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. Because the light that Jesus Christ gives us, the world didn't give and the world can't take it away. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, the spring is about to wrap up. This is the last Sunday of the spring season. Isn't that something? Summertime will be here this week. And so we pray and invite you, encourage you to pray too, that your summer season will be even better than your spring season. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim at 4:10 on this Tuesday, I'll be back and I'll have some people talking with us. We're going to be talking about the Department of Homeland Security alerts during the evolving Israel-Iran tensions. Yes, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about saving the historic First Presbyterian Church in Hudson. Like I said before, 50,000 churches closed between 20 and 23. Even when our church doors closed and we were bounced from place to place, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you don't have a church, a building, so you stop being the church. And we realized and understood that God had something else in store for us. So where we have those buildings, we want to help them stay there. And where there's no buildings, we are the building, the church the Lord is building. Amen. But we're going to have somebody telling us about what they're doing to keep that historic building on the corner here on Warren Street. And we're also going to have a guest, Pastor Gerald Ford, talking with us. And we're inviting some of those who are running for office. We're in the early voting season. And so we are looking. We had the mayor and one of the supervisors on last week. We're going to have some more people inviting their contenders, I guess, amen, to share with us. And so we're looking forward to that on Tuesday as well, 4:10 to 6 p.m. And then, hallelujah, Juneteenth on Thursday the 19th, we're going to be at the Rothermel Park and Kinderhook on Rothermel Avenue, where we celebrate Juneteenth. And thank Reverend Linda Van Alstyne and Payne Amy Church for helping to lead that with the God Belong in Our County ministries that come together to serve. So many have been doing this with us for several years, looking forward to coming. And the mayor of City of Hudson will be our guest speaker there. I want to say happy birthday to all you June babies. Happy anniversary to all you June lovers. And if you're sick or you're shut in, if you're lost or feeling lonely, if you're confused, if you're depressed or stressed, you're grieved and bereaved, we're praying for you. We are praying for you. You can find out more about Overcome Ministries. You can submit a prayer request. You can get our prayer line number, 7:30 a.m., 6 days a week. We are praying, and we are praying for you. www.omichurch.com for more information. Beloved, no matter how gray the day, how dark the clouds, remember there is a bright side somewhere. Even right now here in the U.S. of A., there's still a bright side somewhere. Got to hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. The sun is still shining. The sun is still here. Jesus, hallelujah, is his name. He's done it before, and he can do it again. I'm going to leave you with that thought, beloved. And you just remember, God loves you. Hallelujah. Don't quit. He won't quit on you.
Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my hope. I've seen you move. You move the mountain, and I believe you made a way. We're about to take the roof off of this place.
Amen. I got to come back and just shout out. Yesterday was Flag Day. And congratulations to the committee who put the Flag Day parade together. You did it again. Yes, beloved. Also want to shout out Mike and Diana, Brother Randall Martin, and Pastor Paulette Adams, and the members of Overcomer Ministries and Payne Amy Church. We came together for our first Community Holy Communion service on Pentecost Sunday. What a blessing unto the Lord. What a blessing to his people. We're going to be doing that every month, beloved, and we're going to get the word out to you till you know what time and where and when. If you want to be there in the place, we are going to do it again. I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it again and again and again. He moves mountains. He turns things around.
If you believe it, sing it with me now. Say, lady.